Hey everybody, happy Sunday evening. I hope that you have had a good day. We are here to introduce the nominees for trustees for the Member Board of Trustees. Before I introduce the nominees and let them talk a little bit about themselves, I just want to remind you guys of how of what the trustees do, right? How our organization is set up, and therefore what the trustees do. So let me just tell you that we have a two-tiered board structure consisting of the board of directors and the member board of trustees. The primary purpose of the board of directors is to oversee the member board trustees to ensure the Awakening Together purpose and values remain in the highest position of consideration in all organization-level decision-making, including decisions made in the management of day-to-day affairs. So there's like this umbrella. They're the top tier, right, that looks over what we do. The member board is subordinate, as I just said, to the board of directors. The primary purpose of the member board is to manage the assembly's day-to-day affairs in accordance with the Awakening Together purpose and values. The member board of trustees is the leadership team that works with the president minister and the vice president minister to manage Awakening Together. They are responsible for all aspects of leadership, including drafting policies and procedures, leading subcommittees, addressing issues, and more. The member board of trustees currently meets twice a month. Actually, in the summer months, we often go to once a month. If you want to find out what we discuss and decide at those meetings, then you can do that by reviewing our member minutes. Oops, shoot. I re just now realized that I am not in here as a shoot, that I did not come in as a admin, so I cannot make that post that I was going to make. So if you want to see the member meeting minutes, you will need to go to our website, obviously. Look under Things to Read, governance documents, and look for the trustee member meeting minutes there. So, yeah, my apologies for forgetting to do that. Come in as an admin. We have three seats open. We have four candidates for those three seats. The top vote getters, the top three vote getters will be elected to the trustee board. So, without further ado, I am going to introduce each of our. Thank you so very much, Ken, for posting the link to the member board minutes. I am going to introduce to you our candidates. First up, we have Anne Blanchard, and Anne, I am going to turn the mic over to you.
Hey, thanks a bunch, Jacqueline. Stepping away from the riveting game of rummy. So I'm supposed to say a little about myself. I live here in New Jersey. I go to the same church as Carrie and Jerry and other people who are active part of this organization, which is called the Center for Conscious Living. And we were just fortunate enough to have Regina out here for a retreat, so even more people out here are learning about Awakening Together. Jerry and Carrie have been teaching her curriculum for a couple years, which is how I came upon the curriculum and came upon the organization. I got further involved after Carrie invited me to join the pilgrimage to India last year, and then the retreat again this year in Colorado Springs, and so have really found it to benefit my life and everyone who's attached to my life. They people in my life appreciate it too. My kids refer to me as pre-India and post-India in terms of my health and my vigor. So it's a great thing. If there's a way that I can be helpful on this board of trustees, I would be happy to do that. I realize that there's you kind of can't go wrong because Meg and Kathy are kind of two of my you know fabulous compatriots in this too. So I don't know what to say except for that if I can be helpful, I will, and I have a lot of enthusiasm about that. And I know that I trust that if I can't be helpful as a trustee, I'll be helpful in other ways. So I appreciate the chance to just even be a part of this. And running out of things to say, so maybe I'll give back the mic. And Jacqueline, something tells me we'll have no problem letting me know if I should say more about something or if this is sufficient. Thanks.
I got no problem with that, Anne. I can let you direct your own thing, I guess. Actually, I can't because do you want to talk at all about your professional background? since you invited me to push you around a little bit. Okay, I'll let go of the mic for you to do that.
Okay, so I used to be an attorney, and I was federal public defender. So when you know that whole you have a right to remain silent, you have a right to a lawyer, and when you can't afford a lawyer, you get a free one. So I was one of those free lawyers that would come in the federal system here in New Jersey, and did that for 24 years. At first trying cases and doing the kind of things that you think about lawyers doing direct representation. And then the last 10 years, taking a more national role with lobbying Congress and teaching. And when you're a public defender, you come in second a lot. So part of my job was to go around the country and try to keep people's head in the game. And see what we could do in terms of sharing best practices and things of that sort. So I was able to be a lawyer in both capacities, direct representation and also kind of a policy point of view. And then had some health issues that have been quickly resolving and since going to India. So I had stopped doing that some years ago, now feeling better, but not called to return to that. To that line of work. So that's kind of the thumbnail sketch of my professional history. And Jacqueline, as always, I appreciate you pushing me around. All right, I'm giving up the mic.
That's great, Anne. Thank you for sharing. Okay. And Lynn is asking what part of New Jersey? You may want to tell her that. By typing on the board. Now we will, down near Philadelphia, Anne says. Now we will hear from our next candidate for the Member Board of Trustees, Carrie Christensen. Carrie, please take the mic.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Hi, everybody. I'm really honored and delighted to be here and to be nominated again. I already am on the Board of Trustees, and I'm grateful to be a part of it. I was first drawn to Awakening Together kind of at the very beginning. I was just called. It was, you know, time for the next sort of up-leveling in my spiritual journey, and I was really open, like I knew it was time for something, and I just found Awakening Together online, and I started checking it out and listening to Regina's audios, and there was no doubt that it was the next thing for me. And I already am a, as Anne mentioned, you know, I'm very blessed. It's part of, this is a lovely crowd of these four ladies, and two of which I don't know. Oh, the third, the fourth one. I'm sorry, I don't remember all the names. But Meg, I don't know Meg, I don't think. But I know Anne really well, and we go to the same church, and we're friends, and certainly Kathy, we've gone to several retreats together, so it's kind of fun to be all in this together. But once I found it, it was very clear to me that it was the next thing. And I already was an interfaith minister and a religious science practitioner, and I had studied Course in Miracles for many years and lots of different things, and had a lot of sort of mystical awakening experience, and it was clearly, my, as it is, I think probably everyone, almost everyone who's part of Awakening Together, you know, your spiritual journey is everything, and everything is a part of it. So that's how it was for me, and this was my next step, and I was really thrilled to find it, and I'm really, really honored and delighted to be part of the governance, and would be happy to continue to do so. I am an Awakening Together minister. I was ordained, I think, in February of 16. I was trying 16. And what about that? That has been really delightful for me. I love the curriculum so much that I was very, very motivated to share it. And I think I'm probably one of the first people to teach it outside of Awakening Together to any great degree. And along with my friend Jerry, who just became ordained, I think in January, and then became a certified Awakening Together teacher in the spring. She's been assisting me, and now we co-teach the Awakening Together curriculum, the MPP curriculum. We teach it both at the Center for Conscious Living, which is in Morristown, New Jersey, and we also teach it at the Federal Detention Center in Philadelphia. So we have a really active prison ministry, and it's extremely exciting to be offering this in different places, and the people in the prison, the ones that are really hungry for it, are just amazing. The awakening that's happening for those people that really are living in a bit of a, I like to say they have a graduate level spiritual curriculum. They really live in a pressure cooker, and they are amazing students and teachers. I really feel privileged to be with them every week. So, as well as I feel privileged to teach here online. I am not in the room, though, as much as some other people might be. You don't see me that much in the sanctuary. I'm really involved. I listen to some of the recordings and stuff, but my main movement is really, I'm more of, I see myself more rich person, and I definitely am having experiences, sort of leading edge experience as far as teaching, and I feel like my big motive is to Awakening Together, just in addition to just knowing that, the principles are our, everything that we do here is amazing. This whole organization just makes my heart sing. It's like the premises are like my dream premises of an organization. You know, our purpose, our core values, what we are, like when you look at that page. So some of the things that really interest me as far as being in a position to, have some influence on direction for the organization are promoting, helping other ministers to do some of the things that I've really found exciting, and to, which is teaching MPP in brick and mortar situations. Because the classes, when they're live, it just adds a whole nother dimension. They're amazing online, and are also really an in-person. So I really want to figure out how to support other ministers in figuring out how to do that in their own neighborhood, and also to help Awakening Together develop a prison ministry that, because I think there are other ministers that are excited about that idea, and I hope to be able to support them in making it happen in time and space and form. Not making it happen, but if it wants to happen, if it's what life wants, I really want to see people be able to do it. So what I guess my big motivation that I feel, you know, as far as being on the Board of Trustees is really promoting Awakening Together in a big and beyond beyond the cyber, beyond what's happening here, which I think is amazing, but to bring it out also out into brick and mortar settings. So I want to see, I just am excited about the growth of Awakening Together and however it wants to grow. And so not in an evangelical way, but in a just make it available way, because everything we're doing here, there are so many people who are hungry for it and ready for it. And what Regina has developed is magnificent in no uncertain terms. And that dream, I'm going to get all sappy now. But I think everybody here is probably familiar with her, the vision she had about being in the cave with the candles. And I really see that. And I see we all have a part to play in that. You know, all of us are people who have taken a candle and lit it. And we all are finding doors. Just like in the cave, there's something for everyone. Ways for all of us to serve, whether we're on the board, it doesn't matter. But different ways to serve, and I feel very connected to that and a part of that vision of sharing the light. So in the specific flavor that is Awakening Together, and I organized a big retreat out here, co-organized with several other people in our church. To bring Regina out here, to introduce her to a New Thought community, which is a whole nother group. And everyone really, really loved it, you know, and it was expanding for them. So all in all, that's what excites me about being in service here, is continuing to be a part of, you know, the burgeoning expansion of Awakening Together in whatever way I have an opportunity to support that. So I think that's all I have to say, and that's plenty. Oh, I'm a horse person. I've been a lifelong horse person, I guess. Anne talked about her, so I'll just say that. And that has been a huge part of my spiritual journey. That's the only work I've ever done professionally, is work with horses. And of course, I teach the classes and stuff, but that's not been my primary, primary vocation. So, but it's been something that's been really, really important to me for like 26 years. I've been on a very, very conscious and uninterrupted spiritual path since 1992, I guess. So, so anyway, I think that's all I really need or want to say. Okay, drop them. Okay. Hi, Ruby. Ruby was one of my classmates, and Ruby and Helen, and they're probably in the room. I don't see who else in the room. Ruby, Helen, Karen. We were all in the same prison. I'm looking at prisons. We were all in the same class. anyway, here I go, and lots of love to all of you, and. Looking forward to hearing the rest of the talks.
Thank you, Carrie. I got I got a belly laugh when you said all y'all were in the same prison together. So it's great. Carrie reminded me what I didn't say when I gave my little speech about what the Member Board of Trustees does. There are currently 9 members on the Member Board of Trustees. Carrie is one of those members. Carrie's term is expiring, which is why she's up again. Also on the Member Board of Trustees are myself as the Vice President, Regina as the President. We are permanent members on the Board of Trust Member Board of Trustees for, because, due to those positions. And Ken Gibson is also on the Member Board of Trustees, and he has recently been reappointed to that position by the Board of Directors. Because of his position as our sanctuary director. So I just wanted to give you a little bit more of a feel for what that board looks like. Okay, and next up we have Kathy Smith. Kathy, I will turn the mic over to you.
Hi, everybody. I haven't really thought about anything in particular that I want to share. This whole process is certainly something new to me. It's not generally something I do. It just isn't. I'm not. I'm generally not the type that runs for boards or does organizes things. Or even though I'm very organized, but it's not been my way to get involved on the organizational aspect of any sort of, whether it's Awakening Together Sanctuary or anything else. Generally, in the past, like if I've been part of a golf league, for instance, and they want all of the women at some point to participate, generally I'm the one doing the art or something artistic. Artistry is something I enjoy very much, and so I was generally involved in that aspect. But when it came time for this process to begin, I had actually gone to the website to vote for someone and found out there was no one that had been even nominated yet. And at the time, I had many other things going on, so I just kind of blew it off and didn't even nominate someone myself. So when I re-mentioned that at the suggestion, there was a suggestions all along for all of us to be either electing ourselves or someone else. That's when I found out that someone had suggested me. So I'm not adverse in any way, shape, or form to participating in that way. I've been with Awakening Together since the get-go. Like Carrie, I had been at a point where I was kind of looking for the next leap, and not knowing what that was, I attended a retreat in Santa Barbara when I was living in California. And lo and behold, that was the retreat that Regina had announced the formation of Awakening Together. And I knew instinctively that that was the direction that I was to go in. I had known Regina prior to Awakening Together Sanctuary when she lived in North Carolina and attended a Unity Church, where we gathered to mostly at that point discuss A Course in Miracles. And so the involvement with Awakening Together has been the best, at least for me. I love everything about it. I've not had a direct calling to be a minister, I do teach in the room on Wednesdays. I say teach myself, I'm speaking of. On Wednesdays, I participate in Carrie's group on Wednesday morning, A Course in Love. And I've been reading from Michael Langford's book, Experience Your Perfect Soul. For gosh, I don't know, it feels like coming up on close to 2 or 2.5, 3 years now. And I've taken some MPP classes. There was a point where I was a little burned out with words. And so I kind of stopped at that point with more words. Many times feels to me like I'm to let the words go and really seek the silence to a much greater degree than my personality would be inclined towards. And the thought of more silence and quieter and going within more often feels way more appropriate for me than more words. And so hence I've hesitated to sign up for any more MPP classes for quite a while now. Although I have to say I absolutely loved each time that I did take a course. The expansion in my own life of just some general knowledge and the inclusivity that is involved in that endeavor to be open to all teachings. This morning it's been a bit scattered for me. I just moved into a new home. My husband and I have been in a rental for 6 months, and so my life has been a bit upside down for a while, and now we literally have only been in our home for not quite a week. So I am amidst lots of Marthaing, as Reverend Rebecca talked about, lots of busy doing. And so I've only been catching bits and pieces of lots of things that I normally listen to with much greater intent. And what I've discovered from just that sort of intense activity is how important it really is for me personally to, I cannot be divided in my listening. Like, what, for instance, when I participate, I really want to participate 100%. I want to sit down and I want to simply listen. I don't want to have the TV on. I don't want to have any sort of distraction. I want to be with whoever might be speaking. I want to be with the words they might be sharing. I want to be with myself in a very direct, singular way. And I have noticed with all the activity going on, which is just part of moving, I mean, that's just the way it is for this little bit of time, I so prefer the silence. I so prefer the sitting. I so prefer spending several hours every day with myself, whether it's in contemplation, meditation, listening on the radio. This morning I was listening, I think someone was playing, I think Ken was sharing about the Sufis, something from the Sufis. And I, again, because my attention has been divided, I didn't catch it all, but I know that I will be able to hear it again at some point. And so there are so many things available within our sanctuary that I find valuable, not only for myself, but the companionship of everybody here, the willingness to keep going, the openness that has occurred for me, as I say, with all the different paths that are all saying the same thing, that are all leading to the same conclusion, that we're simply the presence of God himself in a form that, you know, there was that wish to experience something other than what is, and that's what this form is, a representation of that. And so Awakening Together has, you know, so many core values that reflect a very deep desire of my own just to continue to settle into the truth of who I am in a way that is lived experientially, shared, that's honest and open, letting go of, you know, the garbage, you know, really stepping into the truth of who I am. That's my goal. And so if I can be helpful in the organization itself, in whatever way I can be used, I'm open to that very much, because it doesn't happen of itself. And so sometimes service does in fact take the form. We've just in our gentle healing, in the last couple of weeks, had some tips about service. And I think it specifically referenced it not necessarily being service in the world. It was speaking more of service to higher self as the ultimate goal. But sometimes that service to self does in fact appear through these sorts of avenues, and trustee is one of those ways. Just as an aside, I was in the car today running an errand and rode by a church, a local church that said, the people in this church are like fudge. Most of them are sweet and some are a little nut, and some have a little nuts, or some are a little nuts, or something along those lines. And I started to laugh because I was in reflecting on our own organization. Let me try to think of it. The people who attend our church are like fudge, sweet and with a little nuts, or something along those lines. And I was thinking to myself, you know, without stepping into the truth of who I am that nut. I am that, the one that's off kilter, you know, that one that had the wish to experience something than what was. But with the focus on true self, on wanting to know the truth, on stepping into it, on acting on it in whatever way I'm guided to do so. So one of these ways might be this trustee thing. I don't really know, but I said yes. And so it's for me like a stepping out of the norm. And I don't really even think it's that big of a deal. I don't really know. I don't really know, to be honest. I just don't really know. But here I am, and that's about it. That's about all I need to say. So I'll let the mic go. Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate your sharing. All right. And next up, we have Meg Reinhardt. So, Meg, I'm turning the mic over to you.
All righty. Thanks, Jacqueline. And thank you, Anne and Carrie and Kathy. So, yeah, I'm Meg, or Megan. I don't have a preference. And honestly, I just wanted to say that I love that I'm here. It's completely surprising to just be sitting like with gratitude on top of some joy. Like, I love that I'm in this company after following such a string of inner yeses. Like, here I am. that I'm actually sitting comfortably in here in like an I don't know, but with such a warm yes, just kind of holding my heart. Yeah, it's reminding me of Nisargadatta saying, love says I am everything, and wisdom says I am nothing. And in between the two, my life flows. And honestly, that sums up like a present moment for me of the intentional, devotional kind of living that I am on, that I'm swimming through, sometimes upstream, sometimes downstream, but mostly with just this bold and mostly beautiful awareness that, you know, that I am that. and to be introduced to the purification process of who I am not. I feel like I'm in a lot of, infancy with just living in that center lane between the discernment and sitting comfortably in not knowing. You know, that's my aspiration at the moment is, you know, just help me feel taken care of, even though I don't know. And how that's been showing up for me has just been delightful. It's given me such a new kind of trust and faith that I couldn't do with just the idea of trust and the idea of faith alone. It's been escorted with just this fierce new desire to just be liberated from this mind, because this mind is what catapulted me onto this path, and here I am sitting with you guys, you know, because my escort into living on this side of life was years of collecting the contrast. So you know, I'm in year five of really intentionally devoting my life to being guided toward truth and knowing the difference between what is real and what is unreal. And, you know, I, you know, prior to that, I got to that place where I didn't know how to get rid of me, but I didn't know how to not follow me either. It brought me, you know, just that addictive mind to self just took me to destruction, because I needed to get out of myself, and I was seeking for that spirituality that now I'm living in, but just on the dark side of the street. Now I've just been working with my contrast and rubbing up against who I am not to find out who I am, and you know, learning the wisdom to know that difference. Let's see, like, it also, you know, my journey into awakening together was, you know, I got to that point where I was one thought away from killing myself and one thought away from God. So here I am to tell the tale. And, but what escorted me out of, hey, I'm gonna die, was, you know, the willingness to live. And then once that desire was answered, what appeared in front of me was, you know, the following. It was asking for help. It was people showing up. It was, you know, walking on the side of the road, and the person who picked me up was my friend who turned on NTI Luke in the car on the way to 12-step meetings. And that flamed, you know, that fire that just wanted to keep getting ignited. And, you know, and I fell in love. I fell in love with knowing that I could feel better. and that truth started to get activated, and my curiosity grew, and I wanted to know more. And I listened to more NTI. I learned about Vagina. I searched the internet. I found recordings. For a while, I just replaced all of the potential thinking that I could do throughout the day. I replaced with audios and escorted myself out of hell. And then, January of 2014, I started doing the workbook lessons, and I did those for 2 to 3 years, back to back. And then in the discovery of more teaching and more truth pointing modalities and teachings, I was in Under Awakening Together, lurking in on the meeting room. Like, I've been listening for a while now, found classes and got a hearty yes when I saw the curriculum to the MPP. Was just totally ignited by the fact that I could be disciplined for 2 years in all of the things that could escort me away from my false self and provide me with consistency and accountability. And I dove in, and then just had this beautiful journey, with Jacqueline and friends, desiring to hear what my inner teacher wanted to show me while getting rid of all the garbage that was blocking me up. it's been quite a ride. And then I, graduated, was ordained in January of this year. And I just keep listening for the invitation of the gut sensation, heart throbbing yeses along the line. And so to teach MPP, and now to be more active member of service oriented things, is the threshold I seem to be crossing into these days. In my life, I live on an artist community on Cape Cod in Massachusetts, and I kind of do whatever I want, designing the life that is filled with intention and bliss and creativity, and seeing how to put effort in the effortlessness as best I can. So right now I'm totally jumping into just this vulnerability of being of service and wanting to be more a part of and listening to whatever has to come through, trusting that. And I have listened to every recording of Gentle Healing and so many recordings of everything along the lines, and have wanted to jump in and share and let you know how much I love Awakening Together. And this seems to be the opportunity to say hi. So it is. And from here on out, I think the growth is only going to expand. And I loved listening to all of the intention and your hearts and what you had to share. And I just look forward to all of it, because I just trust that I'm being led, and here I am tonight. So there's definitely more Awakening Together for me. And thanks for listening, and I'll let go of the mic. Thanks.
Thank you, Meg. Pardon me. Wow, guys, right? What a lineup of candidates. My heart is full after listening to each of you. It's going to make for some tough choices, huh? Let me talk about the rest of the process. We will send the ballots to you tomorrow afternoon. They'll come out tomorrow afternoon. If you don't see them in your inbox by tomorrow evening, you'll want to, or by Tuesday morning certainly, you'll want to check your spam folder for those ballots. Each member will have an opportunity to vote for three candidates, and you'll just mark your ballot right there in your mail, and the ballots will be tallied. You have until August the 6th to choose which three candidates you will vote for. The election closes on August the 6th. We will publish the election results immediately thereafter on August the 7th. So I wish you all the best, candidates, and I look forward to working with all of you. So thank you for stepping up and offering yourself in service. Okay. The next thing that I would like to talk about in the little bit of time that we have left is, before I talk about anything else, did anybody have any questions? Did anybody have any questions about the process or anything else in regard to the election of three trustees to the member board of trustees? Okay. I just wanted to make sure before I went on. But the next thing is also very exciting, and I made this announcement this morning. You may have heard it. We are now under contract to buy a retreat house in La Vita, Colorado. We made that offer in the past few days. At the beginning of June, several of us went down and toured the house. We agreed it would be a good it would be a good starter retreat house for Awakening Together. In our last special member meeting, we had a special member meeting on July the 1st. Regina had asked our members to make a donation so that we could in fact pay for a retreat house, and she asked members to donate or to make Regina asked members to donate or make commitments to donate additional funds so that we'd have the money we need to purchase the house, buy furnishings, kitchenware, and have a reserve fund to pay the bills. You guys stepped up after that special member meeting. As a result of that request for you to step up, we raised $32,000 additional dollars towards the retreat house. So we want to sincerely thank you for stepping up, for doing that. We did make the offer on Tuesday of this past week. The seller counter-offered. We countered that offer, and the seller accepted our counter. And as I mentioned this morning, it's interesting because that was on Saturday. Saturday was Awakening Together's 5-year anniversary. So now we are under contract, and it doesn't yet mean it's a done deal. As you know, if you've done any of these things, any of these real estate contracts, you know, there's still several like objections. You know, there's an inspection, there's an appraisal, there's, you know, these different things. In addition, for us, because we report to our board of directors, final approval of the purchase of the retreat house comes from the board of directors. So there's no reason to anticipate that that there will be any issue with that, but I just want to be clear about our role and the board of directors' role here. Yeah, so what I want to do now is, Ken, would if you will post that link, I would like for you guys, thank you so much, Ken, for you guys to see the house that we've purchased. And you can see it by going to this link. And it is a lovely house, as you can see if you're there. In fact, that opening picture there shows a rainbow directly over the house that we've purchased. It is a, as you can see, they were requesting $359,000. That was the sale price. We purchased the house for $330,000. And let's see, it is 3 bedroom, 3 bath. In addition, there is a big room that the fellow who owned the house was a nationally renowned quilter, so he had a quilting room in there. But we believe that we can put some we can convert that into some additional bedrooms to make room for guests at the retreat house. Now, as you know, the vision of this retreat house is that people will come to the retreat house in order to have some contemplative time, some private time, some downtime with God. So people can come here and take their next steps. So we will be providing the space for folks to do that. We will be providing meals. Next to the house are two lakes. And I mean right next to the house. If you go through those pictures, you will see the lakes. Again, just beautiful. And one of the nice things is, of course, that because the lake's not actually on our property, we won't be responsible for having to maintain those lakes. No mark included in the purchase price. It is not. We did not ask them to. Couple of fellas lived there. Their furniture was big. It was nice, but it was big, yellowy, right? And kind of guy furniture, if you will. We will be purchasing the furniture to furnish the house, and that's part of the reason that we asked for these additional contributions, because we knew that we were going to have to purchase furniture that's suitable for everybody, right? That people can be comfortable on, that will be functional for everyone. Listen, in addition to the lakes that are very near the house, there's also, and again, there's two lakes, and one lake is right across the street, and you walk a little bit further and you can make the second lake. In addition, all around these lakes are hiking trails. So that we'll have a place to hike again, hiking trails without the need to maintain those trails. Those are maintained by the city. And one of the neat things, while this is a little bit smaller piece of property than we were looking at for a while, it actually sits on a third of an acre, but it is the last house in the town, next to the lakes, next to these hiking trails, and it's within walking distance of the town. So, and it's a quaint little town. It's got a little coffee shop. It's got a little general store. There's an ice cream counter in this general store. It's got just sweet little shops in the town. Kind of like stepping back into Mayberry. Yeah, and there was something else that I wanted to tell you guys. Oh, if you're not looking at the pictures, go look, because the views are to die for. I mean, they are beautiful. It's got views of the Waiatoa Mountains and the valley, and you all may have heard us talk about Gimmer's Butte and the and the dike walls that emanate out from the mountains, and all of that is in view of this house. And the cool thing about it is the house kind of sets up on a hill, so that you get to so your view isn't blocked by other homes in the neighborhood. But it's breathtaking. So I encourage you to go to that link and look at the house. We hope to close on that house within I think we said something like 30 days. So that's where we are. We will obviously keep you informed about the purchase process as we go on, we will getting the house in a set up to accommodate guests. We'll let you know when all that goes down. So that's my little talk about the house, but I'm very, very, very excited. I'm very grateful. I'm very pleased to be able to share this with you. This has been as you guys know, we've been looking at this for over a year. We've been looking specifically in La Vida, Colorado, for a year. I will say La Vida is about an hour from Pueblo, so it'll be make it easy for us to go down. Yeah. Oh, yay, Lynn, yay. Lynn says, I love the patio and the decks. Yay, I'm coming. The decks, there are two decks. So there's an upper deck where you can be if you want to get sun. You might want to be there in the cooler months. And then there's a deck below that. It's a two-tier deck. So there's a deck below that where you can be when you want to be in the shade. Yeah. So it's a lovely spot, and thank you for helping us make our retreat house a reality. Thanks so much. Okay. And I am going to let go of this mic and let Ken make an announcement, and then we'll come back for movie group. Okay, thanks everybody. Thanks, candidates. Y'all rock. Look for your ballots.